Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. Justice leads to obey the rules without the need of force. News. On Friday 16th, September 2022, BBC reported on the death of a 22-year-old Iranian woman after she was arrested by morality police for allegedly not complying with strict rules on head covering. Her arrest led to her being sent to hospital for a head injury, which caused her to go into a coma over a number of days. Comment. Stories like these go viral, but not always for the right reasons. It is horrific to think that women can be taken by a security agency, receive an injury in custody, and then die. There can never be a justification for the loss of human life that was not sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No one has the right to issue death on their own terms. Recite what has been revealed to you of the book and establish the prayer. Indeed, the prayer prevents from the immorality and evil deeds, and surely the remembrance of Allah is greatest, and Allah knows what you do. In the meaning of the Quran, Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 45. Many of the cases of women who die at the hands of those applying the law from their own mindsets did so due to a lack of the correct authority in place. Citizens, police actions, and even those acting in positions of authority often commit actions that violate human rights and abuse the power they have over others. Moral justifications are no excuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave specific hudud laws in the judicial systems of Islam that may result in loss of life or limb. However, the defamation of these legal tenets and labelling them as barbaric have no basis in reality, as if one looks to the history of the Khilafah, criminal actions that warranted these measures were few. So how is such a high standard of moral conduct maintained willingly by citizens, such that photos exist in Palestine and Turkey where women, some not even Muslim, were covered as per Sharia requirements? The fact is, all civilized societies need rules. When people sense the justice of the system and have allegiance to trust the state is acting in the best interests of all people, they obey the rules without the need of force. Racism, excluding groups, and dehumanizing populations simply did not exist as a social norm. Women saw laws as part of an excellent package of rights that served the interests of all. If they wanted, they could freely leave the Khilafah and be oppressed by the dangers of other tyrannical regimes, of which we never saw such an exodus of people fleeing the Khilafah for safety elsewhere. In fact, there was the opposite. People sought asylum in the confines of the reliable and humanitarian system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's justice. We pray that these acts of oppression are removed from the news forever by the re-establishment of the deen of the Quran and Sunnah once more. And we must, as an ummah, recognize our daily effort in managing the cause personally through working with the righteous group to attain the great rewards of the Akhirah. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Imran Muhammad, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.